Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Yona, how are you?
Good.
I have a dumb question. Maybe not so dumb. I have two dumb questions. Question number one, provider signature, we signed this for the timesheet?
That's correct, and there's no availability for them to sign it. Before you download it, you should countersign it, upload it, and then download it and upload it to HHA.
Got it.
Yeah, they can't sign the provider line. Only internal users can.
Perfect. Question two, because I've never uploaded a timesheet into HHA. How do I do this?
So it depends what screen you're on. If you're just doing it by the visit, then but for one visit, then you go into the visit, and about halfway down, there's area that says there's a checkbox that says timesheet required. You check that, then there's another checkbox, timesheet approved, and it says upload timesheet.
And if it's multiple days, like these lovely things,
you do it on the appointment screen. You need to check timesheet required, timesheet approved, and then on the upload, you actually have to click a hair to the left of the dock icon. It's a bug in HHA. So you just click just a drop to the left of the icon, and then you could upload it. That's the story.
Okay, so let me attempt this. Okay, cool. I'll keep you posted.
Very good. You have to remember that if you're doing an individual video, then you have, when you upload the document, it will reset the visit. In other words, if you want to put in a time first, you should save that before you put in the time, put in the reason, and save it before you upload the timesheet. Because when you upload the timesheet, it resets all the other information you put in.
Got it. Okay.
And the reason, upload the timesheet first and then put in the data.
Do we use a general reason for entering the timesheet?
You can just put in timesheet received and confirm with client, or timesheet received, timesheet verified.
Got
there, there are reasons in there.
Perfect. Okay. Mucho thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.